AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. After shootings that left eight people dead, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says no matter what the motivation,
it is unacceptable, it is hateful, and it has to stop.
Police are indicating the shooter may not have been motivated by hate. Most of the victims were Asian Americans. Sheriff Frank Reynolds says there may be another issue.
Potentially sexual addiction.
The AP Sagar Magani reports attacks have increased against Asian Americans.
The shootings are haunting some Asian Americans as an attack on them. Vice President Harris says the nation is in solidarity.
We stand with you and understand how this has frightened and shocked and outraged. All people.
Police in some major cities are boosting patrols in Asian American communities, which top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says have faced a rising tide of violence.
There is bigotry in the land, and far too much of it.
Hate crimes in general are at the nation's highest level in more than a decade. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police near Milwaukee say a worker shot and killed two colleagues at a supermarket distribution center before crashing his vehicle during a police pursuit and then killing himself. A shooting overnight in a Phoenix home left four adults dead and one man wounded, all of them believed to be related to each other. Police say they are not looking for suspects. Schools, coronavirus vaccination clinics, businesses, and more are shutting down across the Deep South. Forecasters are warning of waves of severe weather, including massive tornadoes and hail the size of tennis balls. The Senate confirmed Katherine Tai to serve as the nation's top trade envoy in the Biden administration. She'll be the first Asian American and first woman of color to hold that job. New York's Assembly has hired a top Manhattan law firm to assist in its impeachment investigation of Governor Andrew Cuomo. It's being criticized by at least two women accusing the governor of sexually harassing them. This is AP News. New York Metropolitan Opera conductor James Levine has died of natural causes. He was 77. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
James Levine conducted for the Cleveland Orchestra and Chicago's Ravinia Festival, but his claim to fame was presiding over the New York Metropolitan Opera for four decades. He conducted 2,552 performances and built the orchestra's world-class reputation. He was forced out in 2016 due to Parkinson's disease and became music director emeritus. He was fired in 2018 over allegations of sexual misconduct. Levine had planned to perform this past January in Italy, but the concert was canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
President Biden's wayward pup, Major, is no longer in the doghouse. Major had been involved in a biting incident at the White House and was sent to Delaware. President Biden says Major will return to the White House, and he is a sweet dog, has turned a corner, and is being trained. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.